My pure
Very good.
alcohol.
There we go. Oh,
You are live.
yeah, I am live. Yes. Hey, and welcome to the Delicious Recipe, 7 p.m. on a Thursday. And I was supposed to have somebody else on here, but I brought my beautiful wife in instead. And look at that. She's just flaunting her hair. And I don't even know what this show's even called. It was like fresh coffee. Then it was like
Winter coffee.
winter coffee.
I
There was
know because
fresh.
I just found it to join you on here finally. Got strange
Oh.
stuff happening with the internet as usual.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the big thing anyways. It's like I went out to camp and that was a big deal. And I'm back home. Waiting for the show. And so you've had lots of things that are on your mind there, Laura Lee. And
I do. I don't know if you'd
I
want me
haven't
to
even
talk.
heard them all because I was just so tired and worked out from the snow and the pain and it just okay. You tell me what went on.
Okay, you want me to tell you there's been a lot of movement that's gone on. I'll have to be careful and speak in
Okay.
code. I was going to share this, but I will share it in a minute. So, big developments in Canada here. For those of
Okay.
you that are looking, there's a leaked document, well, actually, video that's been removed already from Facebook that shows over in the province next to us in Quebec, because a lot of people don't even know with us being here in Canada. We are broadcasting to you live, by the way, from New Orleans, Louisiana, from United Public Radio Network, and this is the Delicious Recipe, not my show, The Angel Rock, Dell's regular show on Thursday nights. So we are in lockdown here in Ontario, in Canada. Back on it again. Makes no sense. The province next to us and the one over from that, I'll start with New Brunswick. This is all to the east of us. New Brunswick cannot, if you are not jabbed, you can't go in there and buy groceries. That's interesting. Now, in
Oh,
Quebec,
wow.
the new development is that I'm going to get to the really recent developments. New Year's Eve, the curfew started. Have to be inside at 10 p.m. till 5 a.m. or you could be highly fined or possibly arrested. And also the military is there all of a sudden. They are also basically in prohibition. You cannot go into any alcoholic places that sell alcohol,
Oh,
or if
wow.
you are those that partake in ganja, and if that this all
Not go
pertains.
into any
You got
alcohol.
feedback there, Deli. Okay, turn it down.
Yeah, no, I just turned it down there. I
Okay.
know I was just double checking here.
Okay,
Okay.
so we you can't go in there if you're jabbed. And also, like I said, the military's there. The military has not been there before. And some very, very brave soul had some leaked documents. These were official documents. I saw them. That they are not there to be helping with the jab. They will be there to possibly assist with removing the offspring of those of the unjabbed. And that was leaked from a government document. So, as
Wow.
some of you may have heard, if you live in North America, there was a mandate going in here in Canada that if you were a trucker, you had to be jabbed as of this Saturday, January 15th. And give a huge shout out to my girl, Leanne. It's her birthday. So, I'm going to say happy early birthday to her. There was a lot of pressure by the truckers. There was a broadcast last night. They were talking about possibly shutting her down in major cities everywhere for a couple days, which would have huge, huge effects because a lot of people don't realize,
Right.
if we don't have the trucking industry, we don't have anything on our shelves. Well,
Hey,
lo and
guess what?
behold,
Get what
go
and
ahead.
what how does the trucking industry run on? They run on gasoline or they run on green energy?
They run on gasoline. Plus, they also bring gasoline to gas stations. They bring everything that we practically have, unless you're very lucky and live in a country that is completely self-sustaining, which is not usually the norm. I believe
All
Ecuador
right.
is one of those countries that is pretty self-sustaining, but not everybody is. So without them, we'd have pandemonium pretty quickly. So all of a sudden, there was an emergency broadcast last night from our government
How
who had.
do ships end up travel across the ocean?
With gas, right?
Hmm.
Don't they?
Not 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 on wind power and green energy?
And coal? No,
And
those are olden days. With fuel, all things
okay.
fuel.
Okay. So all of our major parts of fuel that we need to bring food across areas.
Well, that's food, clothing, medicines, everything that we rely on every single day in a developed country.
And how does that get traveled by?
Mainly by truckers. That's what I'm trying to make the point. What I'm trying to say, though, is,
okay,
and this is important, I think, because some people didn't get this and were disappointed. They didn't think it was a big thing. I think it is, because they stood up and said, this is what we're going to do. And there was emergency broadcast last night, basically, at the end of our news, which is 100% funded by the government, saying, lo and behold, we're going to cancel that mandate that we have that was supposed to go into effect in a day and a half.
Hey, yeah. And then remember when I talked about that whole part that Canada did, that they had this big, huge speech in January of 2021 about single-use plastics to be eliminated by the end of 2021? Have you heard anything about that?
Nope, not a word.
Not a word. And and JT and the Sunshine Band, they went and did another tour around the rodeo and got back in getting him for another two more years. And it's just interesting that all this stuff there, you got this Green New Deal, you got all this stuff that's going on there. They have to eliminate everything that deals with that. But where does everything come from? How is it being transported?
I don't think people ask themselves that. And what I'm seeing across North America, I can't speak for the rest of the world, although I've seen little dribs and drabs. And this was, yes, you may think Fox News maybe doesn't always give the truth. Hey, Jeannie, how's it going? She's saying hi from the UK. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
I missed. Maybe I did. Okay. I missed. Sorry.
Here, you're going to highlight her question, your comment. You can highlight it. There you go.
Hey, guys. There she is. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Jeannie. So, anyways, this was on Fox News with their regular segment with the five. They usually talk about truthful topics out there. And they were sharing pictures from all across the U.S. It was completely bare, like nothing in the grocery stores. I'm starting to see it up here. She says, all good. Thanks. Good to hear. The other thing I want to draw attention to that I think is very important, and it's going viral right now, and I am so glad it is. As many people know around the world, I hope you never have to utilize them, but there are Ronald McDonald houses all around the world that house families with critically ill children that require medical treatment, and they need to be close in a big city to a big hospital. Now, there was a father in British Columbia, which is on the west coast of Canada, who was very luckily he filmed this. And he has a 4.5-year-old son that is critically ill. He's got leukemia. Neither of the parents are working. They're staying in a big city in Vancouver. They're from one of the small communities, probably, I don't know exactly where, but it sounded sort of more northern BC. So they don't have any money coming in, and they're staying here. Their son has to get 9 months of treatment. Well, lo and behold, on, I believe it was Monday, they were served a notice that said, you have a week to get jabbed if you're not jabbed. If your child is over the age of five, they also must be jabbed or you will be evicted from the premises.
Oh, so yes. I've heard this and I've seen this and I've looked at this and this is getting crazy now. Okay. This is called forced medical procedure on people without consent. And this is how crazy this stuff is getting to right now. And I understand there's a part there that people say, hey, well, we're just protecting. Yeah, but what are you protecting? You're not protecting anything when you don't know the consequences of the implication.
Well, it's not even that. Like, there's a lot of stuff. There's, you know, I was just talking with my friend Leanne, who I work on a lot of stuff with, and things are moving really quickly. Like, there was a broadcast that an Australian female broadcaster, I'm not sure, independent newscaster, did an interview with Dr. Rainer Fulmich from Germany. I strongly advise you guys check that out. That is an amazing interview. It is on Facebook, I believe.
I told you there too that my brother has been fully that he's a teacher and now he has Omicron.
Well, I think I'm hearing this from practically everybody. But going back to Reiner Fulmich, the reason I bring this up is because he keeps referencing an interview by Dr. Mike Yead, and Jeannie, you may know who he is. He's from your neck in the woods, so he sounds like he might be living in the Netherlands. He kept referring to that. But why I mention him is he was the chief medical scientist and doctor for Pfizer for 17 years, and he makes quite the presentation about what he's talking about, what he mentions. I won't bring it up here. I just urge you to take a look for it. You can find it. And he's got the evidence to back it up. And anyways, what's going to be going on in about 2 weeks, guys? You may want to check this out because it is, even with all the research we do at this house, I learned a few things from Reiner Fulmich doing this interview. I think it was just done a couple of days ago. And it is incredible. They're working with lawyers from every country around the world. And the newscaster had referred to it as the Nuremberg Trials 2.0. And he said, no, we don't call it that, though we know people are referring to that. But they're bringing to light everything with evidence. And this is what seems to be happening without getting, I mean, we could go on for the full hour about all the new news developments, but the main thing is things are coming to the surface and coming quickly.
Well, I think that's the whole part there. I think people are getting tired, and I've been listening to this many, many times. I've seen this on even on the mainstream media, and like, hey, you guys got to figure this stuff out,
Well, they
right?
have figured it out. I'm going to actually, Jeannie asked, what's the name again? It's Reiner. So it's
Okay.
R-E-I, N as in Nancy, E-R, Fulmich, which is F as in Frank, U, L as in lion, L as in lion, M as in mouse, I-C-H, or you might say H. Look him up and look up Dr. Mike as in Michael Yeadon. So that's a Y-E-A. D as in dog, O as in Nancy, because what Mike Yeadon just revealed, I just watched this before we went live, he is able to prove that the reason why we're seeing pockets of people being okay and people not being okay is they have compared the batch numbers to the reports on the VAERS database out of the
Okay.
US,
Yeah, well,
and they're
that was another part there that was done that this is all a test.
okay, well, no, let me finish what I was going to say.
Okay, this
He
was a
is.
test, and that's why that when you have places like Israel that's 100% vaxxed and they're having all this stuff there, they're finding out that the test numbers on this stuff that people are given a real something and something
I'm
a
trying to tell
placebo.
you. I'm trying to tell
Okay,
you
no, don't
that
have to
he,
tell
no,
me, but
he
tell the
can.
people out there.
I'm trying to tell the people that
Okay.
he can prove it. Okay,
Yeah.
from working with these companies, being in the position he was this, specifically in the lung and respiratory viral department and head of it for 17 years with Pfizer, he can
Right.
prove it. I watched the interview
Yep.
and it is mind blowing. So what he is saying, this it, and he said he you have to hear him explain it. I'm not
All right.
giving it doing it justice. The, beyond a shadow of a doubt, certain batches. It's not just a few cases. We're talking 600, 700 seriously serious
Right.
injuries. Plus, it's been very well known that VAERS only has between 1 to 10% of what's really happening being
Right.
reported. He does reference that. He
Well,
said, I'd be willing to bet money.
that makes a lot of sense though, right? Because it's like watering down the water, right? It says, oh, well, it says these are all the exact same thing, but they didn't, because how did they move this stuff out so fast, right? And make so much
Somebody did the
money.
math actually with the amount of people we have in the world times the
Right.
amount of jabs. It should have taken
7.6 billion.
32
Yeah.
years to
Or
create what they are
6.7.
creating. If they
Right.
created one per second, one per second. So he gets into all that. So does Ryan. He goes by doctor. I think he has a doctorate in law, Reiner Fomich. You've seen it before, Jeannie. I'm sure you have. I send you stuff all the time.
And
I'll
so
try and send
now
it
you
to you.
go into conspiracy theory and people that actually going, hey, well, there might be something wrong with this. How did this something roll out so fast? And then you have social media that wants to block it and that you don't want to talk about it because, hey, they're financially invested in it. So
He goes over
now,
all this stuff. He goes over what they have discovered,
yes,
why this
this is.
happened. And it's not what we may think. It's part of what we think, but it's not everything that we think. They also talk about what the plans for the future are.
And so what did I say to you? And I said this period is that everybody is different, and one medicine does not work for everybody.
No,
And
he referenced that. He was willing to build that in. And I'm talking about Dr. Mike Eden. And what he said is there's far too many numbers. He went through the whole case and he talked about working with them and their whole with these big pharma companies is quality control. And he said, for example, you're on a cholesterol medication. He said, you've got to have consistency across the board. And he's talking about different people with different makeups, the whole bit. But he said, let's take the flu jab, for example. He said, you can look at, and I don't know what year he referenced, it was in the last couple of years. He said, you can look at all the numbers, and there's two batches where I think there was four incidences of serious injury or six. But he said, you can see that there's something not quite right with those two batches. But again, is it a conspiracy? No, because the rest of them, it was fine. So he said, maybe two bad batches, whatever. He said, the numbers we're seeing, there is no way to explain this other than different formulations are being sent out with different things purposefully. And he said he's standing behind it. He has nothing to gain by this either, and he doesn't.
Okay, and I'll go back to this one there because me and you talked about this many times there is when they bring out a flu vaccine that is on a
A jab.
speculation.
We'll say jab. We won't say the V
It's
word.
a speculation on what it might be the next year, correct?
Based, it's epidemiologically based on the previous year's virus or flu, and they make an educated best guesstimate of the top three strains they feel may be per area, depending on what jabs they send out.
Okay, so you got that part there, and now you have these, I'm not going to call them retards. I'm just going to call them doctors that have their best guess, and they're figuring out, hey, well, we're going to do this. But we're going to go and cut pieces out of your DNA and make you less healthier than what you can be because getting actually a sickness and your own body goes and helps you
He covered that
create.
too. Covered that too.
It says you're way better there getting it naturally than getting it
He went
medically
over.
deferred or medically altered.
He, well,
You're not going to
actually.
be anything. And let me just say this here on the Delicious Recipe. If you are in trouble that you don't have anything that's going to go and help you, take your medical advice that you can. And I'm not saying anti-vax or anything like that, but please be aware and think first,
Do
right?
your own
Correct?
research. Do your research. Like somebody brought up, I want to bring up first, it was a newscast I have a clip of that they mentioned that you, if you have been jabbed, but you had already previously had the Rona, okay, and they were looking for people that had that to make the antibody solution, if you will, I'll call it that, to inject into those that are infected with supposedly with this virus, I'll call it. If you've been jabbed, you are not allowed to donate because he said right in this newscast, I cannot believe they
Oh,
said it. It
that was
wait,
from
wait, wait,
the
wait,
Red Cross
wait,
that
no, let me finish. They said this newscast admitted that it completely gets rid of your natural immunity if you've already had it and you were forced to be jabbed.
That was in 2019, I guess when this first stuff started happening. I think it was in around May, around my birthday, the Red Cross said we will not accept blood from anybody that's been jabbed.
No, but this was for convalescent plasma to make the it's what they give. God, it's escaping my brain right now at the moment, but it's the antibodies that they can give for treatment of the Rona. Okay, and they take this from people that usually that have already have the natural antibodies. So this isn't the same thing. This isn't the same thing.
The big part was about it back there in when it happened was is that this was a manipulating RNA vaccine that goes and changes cells, and they could not verify that this would be a good plasma or what it would do to that for the Red Cross for doing with
No, you're talking about for okay, so I shouldn't mention to anybody that's never seen me before. I am a registered nurse as well. So what he's talking about is if you want to donate blood, if you're somebody that donates blood and you've been jabbed, okay, that's what you're talking about. What I'm talking about is people who've already had the Rona, have natural antibodies. They were looking for people like that to donate convalescent plasma to make a, it's basically to trans, I'm going to really simplify it. It's the plasma containing the antibodies to transfer to somebody that's very ill with the Rona because they're finding that it can help, they think. I've seen different studies on that, so I'm not going to make an opinion on it. But this was on a newscast. They admitted in the newscast that you no longer, we don't want your blood. Even though it maybe had the, just let me finish. Even though you've had the Rona, if you've been jabbed, the jab now removes your immunity. You have no immunity to the Rona anymore.
Well, the one that I saw there was that if you've been stuck, they do not want your
Yeah,
blood.
you're right. You're right. But these are two different things, and that's the first time we've heard that in a news broadcast. Is my whole point of saying
Because
that
they
they've
don't know
admitted it.
what the outcome of giving stuck blood from people that are donating that what that will do to somebody because they don't
Yeah,
have
but we're
the
talking about two different things.
documentation on
We're
this, so they don't have
talking
the
about
anything.
two different things here. This was a new development. You're asking me about new development. So that's one of the things. So there's been quite a few things that have come up. Like I said, it's going to be very interesting when this trial starts. It's an international trial.
As being a nurse, and being what you've done and looking through all your medical history that you've done, how fast does something just be allocated through and
When you're
everybody
when we're
just takes
talking
it?
about what we're talking about in the way of the jabs,
How fast does that go through there without any
I think the
history
fastest
of worrying about
new
effects?
technology, new te well, they don't ever not worry about effects. Actually, I didn't realize this, but back way back in like the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, what apparently they used to do to test the efficacy and safety on humans was they would give whatever they were testing to, I think he said, Mike Eden said, three dogs and two birds. And if they didn't die, they started giving it to humans. But what stopped that was thalidomide. And they figured that the babe was resting and sleeping and growing within the mom and was independent from the mom for some reason. And then we had the horrific effects of thalidomide. And for those of you that may not know what that is, it was given for morning sickness. All these babies were being born without limbs. That's when they stopped giving things to pregnant mothers.
And it's like the other part there, the Tuskegee Airmen, where they were going to infect him with syphilis. And he says, hey, we're just going to go and try it out there. That was the Army of the USA doing that to black men that were in the army.
And it
And
was for quite a few decades. It wasn't even just a couple of years.
and all of a sudden people start going, hey, well, that didn't happen. But hey, we're going to go and take this Pfizer vaccine
Don't
that the
say the
government's
B
going and giving you.
word.
Right? I know it's
Yeah,
I don't
we have
know.
to be careful because we're on
Okay,
certain platforms.
I didn't say Moderna, I didn't say Pfizer, and I didn't say
I'm
what was the
talking
other
about
one?
the V.
Johnson and Johnson?
We're
No, I
talking
didn't say
about
those
the.
ones either. And I didn't say anything that was dealing with the mRNA. Yes, I didn't say any of those words. Those are all just made-up words for this part there. It was like a Simpsons episode, but this is what people don't want to look at, and this is.
Well, I have come across quite a few explanations about what's going on with the population, why the pop, there's about 30% just will not see what's happening. Even when the truth does come out, it will come out.
Right.
And they still won't believe it or see it because they're hypnotized. Now, there's 40% though of the population that is kind of sitting on the fence right now. You can either shake the fence to the truth or shake the fence to the to go
Right.
back to sleep. So it was very promising to hear that, know that there's no hope. There's still quite a bit of hope left still, which was nice to hear.
Is that what you want to see, or is that what you want to believe?
I'd like to believe it.
I think there's so many people out there that are still sheep, and that's the sad part. And they're worried about non-facts that they can't prove themselves, and that's the worst thing, period. And you know what? This. I think back to this whole time there when mothers used to go and say, "Hey, somebody got chicken pox," and you just threw all the kids at that house, and they just all got sick at the same time.
We didn't
And
throw them there. They'd have chicken pox parties and things like that. No.
right, but and everybody survived and everybody's good. But if you get chicken pox when you're 50, you basically lose your balls
No, you
and.
don't. No, you don't. What
Well,
happens is
you get sicker,
my
right?
ex-husband got chicken pox the first year I was married. He'd never had it. And he was playing Santa Claus at my company's party for nursing. And that night, I got a call from one of the nurses I was friends with, and she said, "You're not going to believe this. My son broke out in chicken pox." She knew my ex-husband never had chicken pox before. Was he sick? Yes, very sick. Was he close to death? No. Just was basically out of commission for 3 weeks. It hits you much harder as an adult than
Three
it does
weeks
a
is a
child.
lot different than a week.
I just said it hits you much harder as an
Right, right,
adult than a
yeah,
child.
exactly.
But you're not going to die from it. You're talking
Right.
about mumps, is what you're talking about when it affects a man's reproductive organs.
Okay. Yeah,
Yes.
no, but
So.
there's parts there, and this is the whole part of misinformation that people don't understand. And when you have mainstream media giving you lies, and people that believe what the MSM is telling them, and they replicate it or and they talk about it, that's very cancerous to the rest of the population. Do you agree or no?
Well, I agree, but the problem is, and again, these two talks I just referenced earlier at the beginning of the show, even they said they didn't believe any of this. Had they been told what they know now, a year ago,
Right.
they would have said, "Go see your psychiatrist, take your pills, and you'll feel better," was what they kept saying,
Right.
because you just can't believe it, right? And this is, I think, what's hard for people to believe is, I mean, you know it yourself. How many people could we ask just off the street, do you know what Project Mockingbird is? Most people would have no clue. For those of you that
Right.
don't, it
And
was at this.
that was a government program that is you can look it up, and it was government funded that was done, and it actually worked in with the Canadian government as well too. And it basically tortured people in mental institutions.
No, it
And
didn't. Project Mockingbird was the CIA utilize. You're thinking of MK Ultra.
Oh no, okay, yeah,
Project
MK Ultra. Oh, I thought you,
Mockingbird
okay,
was
I'm
the
totally wrong. Yeah, look at
CIA
that.
involved
Yeah, you're right.
with manipulating the general public through
Right.
programming, through media. And it was supposed to have ended in 1976, and it's just never ended. It's been repackaged and made to look a little differently.
Yeah.
MK Ultra, we could do a whole show on MK Ultra. My goodness.
Yeah,
that's
no.
Pretty evil.
Yeah, well, MK Ultra was the one that they were doing there in Quebec and in Ontario and in the States. And they were actually injecting people and doing stuff to them. And it was all part of CIA, FBI, Canadian government. And this is all, you can go look in these FISA documents. This is actually public knowledge now.
Actually, there is one thing I do want to bring up. If you guys haven't looked at Project Veritas, you may want to check their latest video out, because a whistleblower from the military department of the higher, I want to say DARPA, in the military, there was a document that wasn't deemed classified or unclassified that was hidden in highly classified files that they leaked to the public. And it is very, very, very damning for Anthony Fauci.
Ooh. Hey, and here's another part there too, is that we just talked about this before we went on air. What did Justin Trudeau do?
What he did, and we have to be careful with what we say now, Del, because I did not know this till today.
C10?
Let me finish. Somebody sent me, came in emails to Canadians, if you get your email notifications about income tax, that the commissioner of the RCMP, or Royal Canadian Mounted Police, which is like the head of the CIA, say in the US, or Scotland Yard over in the UK, is now encouraging every individual in Canada to report their neighbor or friends who may be saying anything negative about the government, or many, many things. But the reason I mention this is, before the election, Mr. JT was trying to push through Bill C-10. Now, what Bill C-10 is, the government decides what you get to see and what you don't get to see. What I found out today was, he pushed it through. He went right against our whole government and put it through. It is now in effect. And he's working on Bill C-36, which means basically loss of freedom of speech. You can end up in jail. You can end up with massive fines. Even if somebody alleges that somebody might perform or write or post hate speech, they can still come after you. You can still be charged.
Right. That was the whole part. The basis of C-10 is that if you talked anything negative about the government, C-10, that's what C-10 meant.
C-10 was they're controlling what we see and what we don't see.
Right. No, but you cannot say anything negative about the government and as it left the country. Now he passed through a bastardized version of this. And anybody that does radio and says anything negative JT and the Sunshine Band.
Well, no, he deemed it very loosely as hate speech, but they haven't defined what hate speech is. So, the government gets to be judge and jury about whether they believe what
said,
what or whatever.
Rebel News was even fighting about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it comes there is that now you have. There is no pros or cons or difference of opinion. And this is what's sad. I'm not even looking at this, my comments there. I guess my comments stopped about 20 minutes ago. And who knows? Maybe this is all part of the big plan.
I don't know. But like I said, I didn't even know. This is how quiet it was kept. Our news never announced that this bill went through or what happened to push it through. Other thing I found out, we have, an opposition party, just like most countries. And so Mr. JT, along with many of the world leaders, went to the Young World Leaders. They were educated by this particular company. Okay, the players that are causing us to go through what we're going through, I'll say. I also found out many of these players in Canada that have been acting on, we're here for the people and fighting against JT, they're all involved with it too. They're all in the party as well. They're all with this Young World Leaders organization as well.
Yeah. Well, if you heard about the stuff with the Young World Leaders and the people that are involved in that, And you can actually go and check this stuff up online. And
We are
people,
encourage you to. We encourage you to.
Check this up online and how much of these people are pedophiles and involved with pedophilia. And it's really interesting. This is all.
Well, it's going to come out, is what I was just
knowledge
add
that's
too.
There, but people don't want to see it.
They are going to see it because what's coming out, and I just saw this. I was starting to rewatch a lot of documentaries I've watched, and I watched Plandemic. I watched Plandemic 2, or it was Plandemic Undoctrinated, no, Indoctrinated. And Plandemic 3 is coming out in the summer of 2022, and it is, the whole documentary is exactly about what you just said.
There is people like it, like this is the thing though, is that even the people that were connected with JT and the Sunshine Band and his mother and everything else, and we can go back to Cuba and everything else, it gets really, really crazy. And if you don't want to hear it, don't hear it. And that's why we throw it in the pot. You either go and eat it up or you don't. But
well, no, but we always encourage people, please don't believe us. Do your own research. If there's anything that resonates with you. Now, we were going to talk about another topic. I thought we were going to talk about the world's strangest internet questions you had asked me.
Ooh, yes. Well, there was a part that was on there. Okay. So
I looked some stuff up.
Okay. So the world. Okay. What I was watching there over the last, day, it was the world's strangest. Everybody, okay, answers. No, there's one. Jessica Rose answers the internet's weirdest questions.
Oh, so she answered them.
Yes, send us your questions at, and this was off of Barstool there. So they were really actually very perverse and stuff like that. Like, it was. Oh, geez.
Well, don't say it then, because
Oh, this is that. Oh, my God.
You'll have to save that for a later night
show.
Remember
what
time it is,
lip tattoo, what would you? Oh, here you go. If you had to get a lip tattoo, what would you get?
I wouldn't get one.
If you had to get a lip tattoo.
If I had to get a lip tattoo. How about I get it in white ink, which doesn't show up, and it says something like believe or breathe. You'd never see it because white ink does not show up. Or I get flesh colored ink. There you go.
Okay. If you came across a glory hole, would you push forward?
I'm not answering that because, like I said, there's people from all ages watching. Okay. So let's keep it clean here. Okay.
This is the delicious recipe. That's what you don't know what's going to happen here on the delicious recipe. Ooh, would you, what would you decide would be better, country music or rap music?
I'll take rap over country any day. But
are you
I'm
serious?
Not a rap. Yeah, I noticed you're getting into country music lately. Don't sing, remember? that is like having nails on a chalkboard to me. And I know some people love it. And no offense against you.
So what type of country, though? Or what type of rap?
Probably more just in mainstream. Depends. I don't know. Just depends.
No,
I've heard
okay.
some decent rap that... has meaningful lyrics that aren't misogynistic and all about, you know, rolling the money and making it rain and driving in expensive cars and whatever else they talk about. No.
Here's a good one there. And I'm just scrolling through these quickly. It says, who are better hockey players, Canadians or Americans?
You're going to start a war now. I'm not answering that one. This is more not really the weirdest questions because I'm seeing
I'm staying away from the
no
the
this ones. Is a would you rather okay yeah. How about this one
okay would you
if
rather
you
punch your grandmother
one...
in the face or your grandfather
No, I have a question for you. If you could erase one movie and our audience too from existence, what would it be?
Okay, repeat that again.
If you could erase one movie from existence, what
Yeah.
would it be?
Ooh, Ghostbusters with the women.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Okay, I got one more for you.
Yeah.
Pick one celebrity to be your wingman.
Well, I'll take Kim Kardashian because I think with her big butt, she can attract a lot of cool chicks.
Cool chicks. Okay, well that's fair. I
I
don't
actually know what her sister is. No, the Jenners are actually be more beautiful than Kim. So,
Okay. So I don't know. You never asked me
okay.
what movie I would get rid of. Let me think. What movie would I get rid of? I think I might have to agree with you.
Yep,
How about any remakes that have been so poorly made? Because to me, you can't tell me those are the only stories in the world is taking classic movies
yeah.
and just sticking women in there. I actually had an interesting conversation with one of my friends about this, and she was in agreement. It'd be interesting to hear. We're losing people watching this here. Maybe we better get back to the topics we were talking about, but I'm going to mention this because it kind of has to go along with what's going on here. And you've noticed it, and I have, we've talked about it quite a bit, is this narrative that women, all women, are more stronger than men,
Yeah.
that the superheroes out there that are kicking butt, plus to make men look ridiculous, weak,
Yeah.
effeminate, dumb, and I don't know, I'm offended by that because I think that as a man or a woman or however somebody identifies, is that we each have our own gifts and uniqueness about us. So to try and
Right.
make it look a certain way when it's really not that way,
Yep.
I think it can be quite, how do I want to put this? Quite cause a lot of disillusionment with the younger generation that sees and watches this
Okay.
narrative and grows up with it. I do. So I was
Well,
gonna
okay. I'm gonna give
okay.
you two more here. This one was from Logan Paul. The one that everybody loves and glorifies on the internet that goes
I
in
don't.
boxes and does everything. Would you punch your grandma in the face or your grandpa?
I wouldn't punch anybody.
Well, I'm not gonna give you. You're gonna have to go look up online there, see which one Logan Paul picked, and choose one food to be pre-chewed for you.
Oh, good
One
God.
food to be pre-chewed.
None. That just turns my stomach. Ugh.
And they're like pablum. That's pre-chewed food.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is pablum. That's like blender food.
Pablum is a rice cereal that's been basically ground down into almost like a powder. It's slightly sweetened.
So you wouldn't want a steak pre-chewed and then somebody just spits it into your mouth?
No.
No, come on.
No, thank you. No,
What would you
thank you.
like me to spit in your mouth there,
No. Okay.
Lowly?
Let's get back to the topic at hand here. I think Delphinus is live right now. So, like I said, I wanted to comment actually because when
If
I
you get
shared.
to be one fictional character, this is my show, who would you be?
I'd be a character on The Witcher or Supernatural and
Okay.
not a monster.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I would be the Hulk. I like the
Okay, sure.
Hulk. The smart Hulk.
Okay.
No, yeah.
All right. You can be the smart Hulk then. Okay. So
Be in
I
a
want to.
world, hey, hold on, look at this one that came up there. Be in a world with all girls or all guys.
I would take men in a heartbeat. No offense against women, but women don't work well together, especially if there's any stress. And I'm not saying all women, I'm not saying everybody's like that, but I would think I would find it a little easier being in a situation with all men. Why are you laughing?
Because because we talked about this many, many times. Do you think women are BITCHs?
I'm not going to answer that question. I'm going to read to you, though. There is 37 of the most ridiculous questions on the internet here. If you wanted to do this originally. Some of these questions, I guess, you know what, I was always told by a teacher, no question is a stupid question, but somebody actually typed on Yahoo. These are 37 of the most ridiculous. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm reading this question. First, I'll read this one, and then I'll read the one I'm laughing at. It says, how do I ask a question in Yahoo Answers? Please help. I need to ask an urgent question. They posted it in Yahoo's questions. Then the second one that I'm laughing at, oh, good Lord. Can I tell from my husband's farts if he's cheating on me?
Sure you can.
Why would you ask that? My God.
Yeah.
Dear Lord.
Yeah. You'd tell if he was at McKellar Confectionery or at Subway.
Or how am I sure I'm the real mom of my child?
Mm-hmm. How about this one? If you had a one-time pass to commit any crime, what would you do?
If I had a one-time what?
Oh, if you had a one-time pass to commit any crime, what would you do? You don't have to tell anybody afterwards.
Steal somebody's heart.
What's that?
Steal somebody's heart.
Oh, okay. now you're being retarded. Okay.
I don't commit crimes. I do my best not to do that, except maybe go through the occasional yellow light.
This one, I'm going to get I can't even ask you there because this is...
me afterwards. What I did want to say, though...
It says, that was about 10 inches or 4 inches.
No, we're not going to talk about that. So,
yeah.
What I wanted to...
If you could have 4 teeth in your mouth, which 4 teeth would you want?
I have no idea. I've never thought about that. Ever, ever. Would you let me finish? Because there was a comment here I wanted to address.
There's so many great questions here.
I know, but we're not on Dell's comedy hour here.
Well, this is the delicious recipe. This is Dell's show.
Okay, Dell,
right,
you
correct?
Throw in there whatever you like. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, well, you asked your last question there, and we're getting close to our time. We got 10 minutes left there, Laura Lee Potvin.
Well, we have actually about 3 or 4 minutes because we got to get off actually 5 minutes before.
Okay.
What I wanted to address was for Jeannie when she mentioned her comment about when I had mentioned what was going on with Ronald McDonald houses. I can't, all I wanted to make was a comment. I can't prove this, but I am in a chat group with people from Australia, and people commented in Australia that this is very quietly happening as well. So all I wanted to put out there was my heart goes out to parents of sick kids because I've worked in the NICU with sick children, being a mom myself, never mind, working out in the community with kids with cancer, and I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, never mind piling on the stress. So my heart, if this has affected you and you do hear that, feel free to look up if this is going on in your own country. And if so, maybe give them a call and let them know what you think.
Okay, here's another question for you. 10 years old versus 100 years old. What would you rather be?
10.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1,000 dudes or 1 animal?
None of the above.
Do you lock your dog out of the room during sex?
Del, you do remember what time it is, right?
Yes, and it's on the delicious recipe. These are all fun questions. You don't have to answer them. If you don't, I'm just giving them to you. You don't have to answer them.
Okay, so somebody actually
this is funny though. It says, what would happen if you, every time you stood up, you had to pee? Would that be okay with you?
Obviously not.
Oh, there's so many of these ones here. This is so funny. Oh, well. Well, that's the whole part about the delicious recipe because it's Everything is tasty, correct?
Sure, I guess it just depends on your taste buds, right? Well, I'm going to let people know where to find me because we're almost out of time. So I will be on
That's
this
right.
day here on United Public Radio Network from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you ever want to get a hold of me to book a reading or healing sessions, you can get a hold of me on facebook.com/angelrock. I do have this week coming on next Monday, Karen Holton. She's a podcaster herself. She is a transformational healing coach. And we are going to be having quite an interesting discussion about what we are receiving from spirit about what humanity can do about the situation that we're in right now. And thank you for having me, Del.
Okay, and Noah Lorley, here's the last question for the end of the night. This is the one that comes up there. The one person most likely to murder you.
I hope nobody.
And this was posted to Bob Saget, and Bob Saget there died there just a few days ago.
And so did, we rest in peace because that was
and really nice. A super great comedian and a great friend of the other person that I love. And you know what? Norm MacDonald, I was meeting, and it was just funny. Bob Saget answers the internet's weirdest questions. The one person most likely to murder you. And it's funny that he died so quickly.
No, it's not funny. Sad.
No, it's funny, weird.
Okay, gotcha.
Right? Mm-hmm. So anyways, we got Michael Angley there coming up there next. Right?
Our yes, favorite? He is. He certainly is. So our we favorite. Will get off here. So that
and,
he can get
he
back
can,
on.
Go and do whatever he has to do.
Yep,
okay.
No.
And I love you, babe. And
yep, love you too. And thanks for joining us tonight. And stay tuned, like he said, for Michael Angley. He'll have a great show coming up for you guys. Okay. Night, everybody.
See you next Thursday.